Diary Fragment. Geelong, Victoria, Australia. March 22, 1900. I thought I had just come to a period when Brother John Bell came from Melbourne to see me. He has been rather off his mind and in a despairing mood. I told Brother Starr, no, I had come to the end of my tether. I could not do any more. These discouraged souls, I want so much to help, but my poor brain has been at work early and late, in meeting and out of meeting. A pain came in my heart this morning, and I felt I would have to stop. But as to becoming discouraged, I would not. I began to recount the mercies of God and the blessings of the camp meetings, and I grew stronger, cheerful, and praised the Lord. Now my time had come. I would help this brother. I told Brother Starr to bring him in, and then I comforted him as a mother would comfort a child. I talked hope to him, and courage, and faith, and more perfect trust. He seemed so glad to tell me his feelings, and I felt so glad to speak hope and courage to the poor, tempted, bewildered soul. I told him to have no fears, to just put his trust in God and not be troubled, not to make a time of trouble for himself. The Lord would have us cheerful, full of hope and courage and faith, treading firmly at every step.